pocket to the shores of Orange Beach and all points in between. An insider's perspective on Alabama politics. It's the Jeff Poor Show.
I don't think Hank done it this way.
Welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show at FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for being with us on this Thursday morning. Text slide 251-343-0106. We'll get to your text here in just a moment. April Marie Fogle in about a half hour. And I regret to inform you that the Attorney General cannot indeed make it at 11:30. So his fill-in will be Parker Griffith. And it'll be interesting to see what our official Democrat response has to say about the Supreme Court if he is caught up in the hoopla in the messaging like a lot of Democrats are right now. My apologies if you're not a fan, but I think it's useful to know, at least from my standpoint, really what the vibe is among your handful of Alabama Democrats. 251-343-0106. Once again, that's the text line. So Senate race, I was talking about this before we went to break. So there's three issues here that have come up in this primary runoff between Barry Moore and Jared Hudson. We'll start at Jared Hudson side. And there's an AL.com story. And I just don't know. It was quite the blow that landed. Questions about Covenant Rescue Group and the work that they do, and is it a vanity project or is it a serious thing? And for the most part, a lot of local law enforcement around Birmingham really speak highly of it. That they work and they train to crack down on human trafficking and a lot of these crimes. They're very serious things going on, and they still go on throughout our society. But the issue has been raised. AL.com had a story, and it didn't really, I mean, it turned out to be a he said thing, but it's out there. The one wedge issue between the two of them, Barry Moore and Jared Hudson, what to do with the filibuster? This is a true policy disagreement. This is what I wish they would really spend their time on. That Jared Hudson wants to keep the filibuster in place, and Barry Moore wants to get rid of it. But Barry Moore's position is in line with Tommy Tuberville, with Donald Trump. However, there's merits to the other side that if you do this, the Senate, without the framework of a filibuster, or not ending the filibuster, let me be very clear about this. If you're going to engage in a filibuster, then you need to be on the floor filibustering. So it would end the kind of thing Tommy Tuberville did with the military officers with unanimous consent. The tools, the tricks, U.S. senators are very powerful. They can put holds on things and keep them moving. That's the way they have crafted the rules of the chamber. And essentially, Trump-aligned forces want to change the rules and make things passable with a 50 votes plus the tiebreaker if needed. That's a real true policy debate. The one that's really coming up here lately, and I don't really have the entire details, but it's coming up, and it's my friend Leland Whaley in Birmingham, who does a radio show in the afternoons there on 99.5, really is talking about this a lot, is questioning Barry Moore's claim he's a veteran. because Barry Moore served in the National Guard. And he has told people he served a 6-year contract, but that doesn't necessarily mean he served 6 years in the National Guard. Does that matter to you? He served 2.5-3 years somewhere in that vicinity before he moved to Wisconsin. And obviously, living in Wisconsin, you wouldn't be serving in the Alabama National Guard. But he's been very specific about it. But what has happened, he's saying 6 years out on the campaign trail, 6-year contract, and not really saying, but only served a portion of that contract with the National Guard. However, the claim here seems to be from some people, does that make him a veteran? Now, my understanding, he's also spent some time in the reserves. That may also cumulatively make him qualify the legal definition of a veteran. But are we debating what a legal definition of a veteran is, or that you served in the military for an extended amount of time, you served in the National Guard? Does this matter to you, I guess, would be the question I have to the audience. Do you feel that Congressman Moore has embellished his military service? This is the kind of October surprise stuff that Sam Roberts and I were talking about in the last segment, or the last hour. And kind of at face value, I'm like, well, you know, if you're explaining, you're losing, and this is a hard one to explain and parse. But it is a low turnout event, and it could impact Barry Moore. But the other side of that, just thinking about it, how negative does this go? And certain people, certain demographics that I think Jared Hudson is relying on to carry him may be turned off by the negativity. And it may not be the bump that he necessarily would like to get out of that, or his allies, I should say. So those are the things that have come up. It's a U.S. Senate seat. We didn't see hardly any of this during the primary, and now that it's crunch time, it's really coming. And I don't know that, you know, aside from people listening to talk radio, how much is this, how late in the game is it to roll something like this out to impact the outcome a week from Tuesday? Or is everything kind of baked in? Joel, I wouldn't care what the health department said. You'd be a damn fool to swim in the brine gas water down there, Fire River or Dog River on the Mobile Bay. Well, thank you, Joel. Sharing is caring. Tim, Jeff, what's up with the city putting all these statues of these brother sports figures in a park, and our old mayor was taking down all the historic figures? This is the way they decided to go. Raphael Sims now lives in Baldwin County now. Has someone awakened Mr. Parker from his mid-morning nap so he could come and enlighten us poor conservatives? D.I. Texture, I almost forgot. Happy Trump Pride Month. He wears a ton of makeup, loves interior. Man, you have some serious Trump derangement syndrome. I mean, I understand. Maybe you don't have to like Trump. You don't have to like him because you don't like his worldview. You don't like what he's doing, who he's appointing. But yeah, like talking about his makeup. And did he like the village people? Ultra Runner. Poor Quinn the Quibbler. A year ago, I got the morning guys asking him what percentage of Trump's actions does he actually agree with. His sneering response was telling. He agreed with 70% of Trump's goals, but only 20% of his actions. Should he reread the man in the arena speech? And it says, please ask April Brie about her UADEI story. It was a gut punch. It's true. Quentin Hillier agrees with 70% of Trump's goals, but he dedicates 99% of his time to criticizing Trump. Seems to be a discrepancy there. Jason, good morning, Jeff. I think exemplary service of Hudson makes the Moore military record matter more than usual. Yes, and I kind of wonder if it's never really come up in the past, in his past elections, because he's never had maybe a veteran on the ballot he was running against. Now we have when Jerry Carl, I guess his son, served when he ran against him. If you recall, in the 2020 AL2 race, Jeff Coleman, Barry Moore, and Jessica Taylor, Jeff Coleman was really, really, I mean, he was like the lead dog, and he had the money, he had the advertising, but it wasn't Barry Moore at all. It was more Jessica Taylor at the time. Now, Jessica Whaley, married to our friend Leland Whaley. She brought up Coleman was, I guess, overcharging the Department of Defense. He runs a movie company. And they had some questions about some of the charges to moving military families in and out of Fort Rucker, and those being more expensive than others. But the military service never really, to me, it never really came up. It was never really maybe it became a thing with Club. Or with pertaining to Jeff Coleman. But I can't think of a time in Barry Moore's political career where we've had this discussion. So one thinks to check. And suddenly you're right. Jared Hudson, really big part of his qualifications are his SEAL, having been a Navy SEAL, having served in the United States Navy in a combat theater. And maybe this was something that they were going to eventually hit him on. They texture not Hudson himself, but a lot of supporters have been saying guardsmen aren't real veterans for weeks now. It's a turnoff. See, that's another danger. Then it looks like you're diminishing guard service. But this is just a negativity. I just, you know, how much is that going to eat away at the overall turnout in a primary cycle? It always does. It gets super nasty, and we still got a week and some change to go. We'll be right back. This is FM Talk 106.5.
Living on the road, my friend, was gonna keep you free and clean.
Counting flowers on the wall, that don't bother me at all. Playing solitaire till dawn with the deck of 51. Smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. Now don't tell me I've nothing to do. It's good.
Welcome back to the Jeff Poore Show at FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for staying with us on this Thursday morning. 251-343-0106. Ben, I'll admit I haven't heard every Barry Moore ad, but have heard the military background until now that he's going up against Jared Hudson. Mike, I think if they got really negative on Moore, it would hurt Hudson, but shining a light and comparing two military services will benefit Hudson big time. Pat, as a veteran, we're supposed to say one day, sir, you're a vet. But let's be real here. 2 years of the Guard, and he couldn't even finish that. I don't like that. I've never personally heard him say he served 6 years. But if he did, he's a liar, which is pretty par on course for being a Trump ass kisser. Well, but he said a 6-year contract, implying a 6-year service. But I don't know the ins and outs of this. I mean, can you serve a 6-year contract and not serve an entirety of 6 years? It's like I got a 12-year sentence and only served 6 weeks at Holman. Sorry to compare military service to prison time, but I mean, people talk. The terms seem like interchangeable. Unnamed texter, people don't know this, but on average, 50% of deployed forces are on the Guard. Half, these are not second-rate warriors. Many Guard units were called to active duty during both Gulf Wars and Afghanistan. Damned right, they're veterans. Insulting Trump about his makeup isn't necessary. It only stoops to his level, but I get it. Not all conservatives want to suck up to his ego. He is not conservative at all. He's a total opposite. Well, I think conservative, I think someone like Dick Cheney, and he voted for Harris. I agree with you on the speaker you had saying that Barrymore should stop focusing on Trump endorsement. It's literally all he's got. I've noticed that John Wall's new ad doesn't mention him at all. Nice change. And I don't believe Alan has ever mentioned Trump or his agenda. That's who I will be looking at when I vote. I believe Alan was like one of the few statewide elected officials not to endorse Donald Trump. He may have when he finally won the Republican nomination, but I don't think that during that primary, and it was not really a primary, it was what? Nikki Haley for a while or DeSantis, but that he stayed on the sidelines. Mike, also, I would be curious to see April's reaction if Hudson pulls it out. And we have, as she's tagged, the Ken and Barbie of the U.S. Senate. Tim, Jeff, I voted for Jared Hudson, but I've been thinking about it. I might switch to Barrymore, the Trump man. See, there's somebody it matters. Jeff, what's up with the city? Oh, we already did that one. Pat, I'm not sure on the National Guard, but for the Army, I served 4 years, but 4 years of inactive status. So I guess I could say I served 8 years now. I don't know. I don't know what the rules are. But that's, are we trying to win an acquittal in criminal court or an election? How do you address this? And who is this really going to impact? Because it sounds pretty mixed to me. In fact, I'd say this, that it seems like there's a mix here of responses, but some of your are kind of the takeaway here is that you're diminishing Guard service. And that's a turnoff to Hudson, to your vote for Hudson. A few of you. This issue is really playing out in the Birmingham market. And like I said, we're going to do something comprehensive, try to lay everything out and let people decide for themselves. But like the legal definition of a veteran, the eligibility for some veteran benefits from the federal government. Could you be eligible to receive care at the VA hospital but not fall in line with the legal definition of a veteran? I don't know. And it becomes this semantical game that is just so tedious that, like I said, in an election setting, if you're explaining, you're losing. Text line 251-343-0106. Be right back. This is the Jeff Porter Show on FM Talk 106.5. And it probably always will. And on the old town square, under the barbershop pole, they set me up in the chair. Welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show, FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for being with us on this Thursday morning. Still to come, Parker Griffith, the official Democrat response of the Jeff Poor Show. One text here. I bet the folks Bashy Hudson over it are all over 55 guys. They're already going to vote like they're told. Anyway, if Dear Leader says the sky is green, then by God, it's green. Well, there you have it. And joining us now, our Thursday regular, my colleague at 1819 News, 1819news.com, April Marie Fogel. April Marie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I am doing well. I am hanging out with Dear Leader, Mr. Brian Dawson himself. He is filling in for me as I talk to you.
Yeah, so essentially you're doing a radio show right now at the same time as my show.
I am doing a radio show, and I'm assuming, you know, everybody who usually listens to me is just listening to you instead.
Well, I would hope so. let's, I mean, this is the gorilla in the room here, and I'm getting questioned about it. Barry Moore's military service, claiming veteran status. It's very complicated for me, and I do this for a living. The retail voter, I don't know. I mean, maybe they could we gotta see what kind of how much this really permeates the bubble here, if it matters. But what are you hearing?
You know, here is where I'm hearing that this is a big deal if it turns out to be true. If the numbers were inflated, and what somewhat has piqued my interest is the lack of just, you know, boom, here's the documentation, here's everything you need to disprove this. I haven't seen that yet.
But on the other hand, I mean, it's not as if the documentation disputing his military service is really, to me, there either. It is, there's a lot of just kind of like drip, 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 drip to all this.
Well, I mean, there's the record of him, being honorably discharged. And I think that's a key to this, is that nobody is questioning, did he serve? It's, did he exaggerate how long he served and what he did, and that part of it. I don't think anybody's disputing that he served, and there's records to show, yes, he served for just over 2 years. He's claiming 6 years. You know, can he claim being in the military while he was this inactive, inactive status.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't know how that works. I don't know. I've never served. I grew up in a military family. You know, we lived on an Air Force base when I was a child. But to me, if you're, you know, inactive, does that count? Because I'm not inactive, but if I could be called up, I might. As a casual, voter, I might look at that and say, well, you know, that you're still kind of on the hook here.
I think that's the military. The question is, because ordinary voters are going to say he put on a uniform, he signed up to serve. Did he, the question is, does the paperwork show he left early? And then I think to the normal voter, they're going to have maybe the same response you have, that the military might look at it differently.
Are we trying to win an acquittal here, or are we trying to win an election?
Well, and I guess that's the other thing is who's out there talking about this besides you and Leland, besides people behind the scenes trying to figure out what's going on.
It appears to me to be like largely an online phenomenon right now.
Yeah, and I haven't even seen it online. And so it's, I think this is one of those, does, you know, usually when there's, you know, this is very quick, where there's smoke, there's fire. If there's no fire, if it doesn't catch quick, this is over, and Barry gets the W, and it looks desperate.
Well, it's not catching fire, but it's not being extinguished either. We're in this like limbo, and maybe we're just spoiled in a perpetual 24-hour instant gratification news cycle. That, whoa, what's the deal here? You know, but it doesn't seem to be moving either way.
Well, and it doesn't seem to be moving, and I think it flames out. I mean, unless something happens, you know, it's something that gets the attention. You've got your pulse on the regular voter. You've got whether it's through just being in the know or the text line for example. If it's not catching, it's not catching.
It's mixed, and I'm telling you where it might be slightly backfiring on the Hudson guys is. It appears that there is this diminution, this attitude about National Guards, this is the appearance, not what is really out there, but it is the appearance that you're downplaying someone's National Guard service.
Well, and that's not going to work. I think everybody knows where Jerry, I last night tried to find, we got a story up on 1819 News of, I'm plugging my own story here in the middle of our segment, but on the Second Amendment, the Second Amendment endorsements. And I was trying to find for lack of a better way to put it, a normal picture of Jared with a firearm. And there aren't any, because Jared and his gun talk and tactics and everything, it's all sniper this, it's all, you know, it's all SEAL Team 6 that. And I think that there may be some pushback for saying, you know, not everybody who served in the military was SEAL Team 6 and sniper.
Yeah, I don't know how much this moves, but this is the other thing about it. This is going to be a low turnout election. I don't know how many undecideds there are. I guess that Steve Marshall leaves some votes on the table from his loss that you could try to salvage, but. This is a low turnout event. If this whisper campaign turns into something bigger and it moves, you know, a couple thousand votes, I mean, that could be the difference.
You know, this is going to be a low turnout election. We were actually, I was just discussing this with Brian and Sky, that we seem to have a pretty apathetic voter base right now in Alabama. And so it really could move. I'm waiting. I feel like, you know, this is either the snowball and this is the front end of the conversation that's going to get really big, or this is going to, you know, this is the little flame that's just never catches.
It never catches, but it'll be just like Jeff Poor, April Refogle, and Leland Whaley talking about it.
That'll be it. And even this is the first time I've talked about it publicly. This is I guess part of it is just waiting to see. There are people in the congressman's world who says they can dispute it. And I'm kind of, you know, we're still so early in. I want to see that evidence. And I mean,
well, what do you do? Like, let's talk. Let's pretend you and I are running campaigns here. If you're the Jared guys, how much do you sink into this? And if you're the Barry guys, how much do you respond to it?
This is one of those where I think the evidence that here's the paperwork saying he only served, you know, two and a half years. He said saying six does, you know, I think that they've played their card, right? Now, the ace in the hole is Barry saying, here's all the documentation. You're wrong. And so your campaign, you know, I'd rather be on the Barry side with evidence than not. And if you're Jared's campaign and Barry's campaign doesn't turn around and put the exact documentation showing exactly what it is, and it shows what he says, then I think they're in trouble. It is a tough world to be in right now, but we know. And because you and I have seen the documentation, the military records that have been provided, there's a gap to fill. There is. We know what this says. Show us what's missing.
Here's what I think. If you get to a week from Friday and you're looking at the tracking polls and you have a gap to make up, this is your Hail Mary. You got to play this card. This is the end of the match here, and that's why I feel like they're going to hold it back as long as they can, and then try to October surprise it. But the problem is in Alabama, I don't think you could really do that. They said there's the possibility of the law of diminishing returns kind of thing here, a phenomenon. But, you know, when these campaigns, a U.S. Senate seat up for grabs, so the prize is very, very, very big. But, you know, if it means you're down, you got to throw that Hail Mary, this seems like this is would get played.
Well, and that's the other thing is we can look at it and say there's going to be a low voter turnout. We know certain groups turn out more than others. I haven't seen numbers, so this is completely me saying, I believe veterans are among the people who turn out. The veterans I know are the kind that turn out. And so this again goes back to that judgment call of, does this end up being, does this end up, if you're a veteran and neither of us have that experience, do you look at this and go, this is wrong? And you know, what Jared is doing is wrong, or do you go, what Barry did was wrong? And that is what I am unsure of standing here today, because I haven't seen that Barry side.
Yeah, and they're reluctant to talk about it, I would think, because they don't want to add fuel to this.
But see that, I don't know that you can not.
I don't know you can, yeah, I think you've got to have some kind of boilerplate response.
I think that they do, and it will be interesting. You know, I think at the debate, this is in at the event the other night, the congressman said he needed to find his forms. Well, hopefully they got their hands on that really quickly, because Jared's team has their hands on some forms. So if there's something in addition to or disputing that,
I'll tell you what,
Jared's team. And I don't even know, by the way, I don't know that we can even say Jared's team so much as Jared's supporters, because I don't know that Jared's team has done this. I think Jared's supporters have done this.
I'll tell you this, and I you can kind of sense it. There is some momentum out there for Jared Hudson, that he's going to perform better than he did in the primary. Now, that's a big gap for him to close, but he does have, I think, in his favor, the momentum.
I think he's got momentum. The question is, and there were still so early on this conversation, on this topic. But the question is, does this get the attention? Because right now it's that one weird gateway pundit story, right? Like as far as I can tell, is that still the only story?
I haven't looked. I know some others are sniffing around, but I do know that other reporters are sniffing around.
And so the question is, does this, because Gateway Pundit not going to get Trump team?
Because here's the attention. Problem for Barry Moore, that if a national outlet, and I believe that there are a couple, they're looking to get Trump, right? Well, the Trump endorsed candidate has some questions here, some holes in his military service that you may not see it. It's a hard story to do. But I guess somebody who's dedicated to doing it full time and they want to get their sole objective is to dirty up Trump, then I would be worried about that.
Yeah, but on the other hand, Trump supporters in Alabama,
are very distrusting of the national media.
Yes. So it's way too early to see which way this is going to go. I think, you know, one, we know what the Jared campaign, we know what has been said. I don't think there has been anything said by Jared's official campaign, but we know what's out there. Now it's just up for the congressman's team. And here's the other thing is the congressman is known. Jared is unknown to voters. The congressman is known to a lot more voters and a lot more of the Republican establishment. So it could backfire.
I mean, if we go back to the primary last month, Barry Moore had a 14-point advantage over Jared Hudson. That's 65,000 votes.
That's a significant advantage. And
out of 481,000 casts, that's a good solid, you know, vote total. And but you look at it, and it's very geographic in nature, the way the support kind of balanced out. There's going to have to be a significant drop in Barrymore enthusiasm. And I don't know. I mean, I just don't know how much this is going to permeate.
Yeah. And again, nobody but you, me, and Leland are talking about it so far as I know. And I wouldn't have talked about it if you didn't bring it up. I got 3 hours in Montgomery today, not going to bring it up.
Why not?
I don't know enough. I just don't know.
But if somebody calls, or I don't know, they don't have a text line on 93.1, but I mean, if it comes up, I mean, how do you, it's out there.
Nobody's so far, and we are, we're at the same length into the show as you are. Nobody's brought it up yet. I think tomorrow, I don't know how, if something breaks today, I don't know that it is avoidable. But I'd like to give Barry's team an opportunity to say, you know, here you go. Here's the proof. And take from it what you
what
will.
What do we need? We got to get out of here, and I know you got to get back to your show, but what do we need to see to put this out?
I think there needs to be a full, and not his word, but a full, here's what his military service is. In addition to the document you have showing the 2 years, here's what fills the gap for the 6 years, and here's why it qualifies.
Okay. April Marie Fogle, ladies and gentlemen. April Marie, we appreciate it.
All right. Talk to you next week this time.
All right. Let's get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Porter Show on FM Talk 106.5.
Daddy was a veteran, a Southern Democrat. They ought to get a rich man to vote like that. Singing song of the South. Sweet potato pie and I shut my mouth. Gone with the wind. They ain't nobody looking back again.
Welcome back to the Jeff Porter Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for staying with us on this Thursday morning. 251-343-0106. Parker Griffith coming up in the 11 o'clock hour. We will have tomorrow at some point during the program Steve Marshall on the show to kind of talk about Supreme Court this week and anything else we need to know. What's left? Is there anything left that we need to be on guard for? Or has this been put to rest? But looking forward to that discussion. Paul, I am not hiring someone for a 6-year guaranteed job who has no public voting record to look at. While I admire and respect Hudson's military service, perhaps he should be a state senator or congressman for a few years so there's a track record. Not the biggest Moore fan, but at least I know what to expect. Did nothing to do with the military service. Unnamed texter, if his contract was 2 years and he was in active reserves for 4 years, all this can be verified on the DD-4214. That from Mike. Joel April's right. Nobody's talking about it. Nobody's heard nothing about this, but supposedly you're not a part of this conspiracy. Are you there? I have been asked about it. Leo asked about it on the text line earlier, first off, but it has been brought to my attention. I have been asked about it. I'm not part of the conspiracy. And I saw this yesterday on the Gateway Pundit and thought it was strange because I can't remember ever going after a MAGA candidate. There's a paid influencer game going on here, probably. That's just how politics works in 2026. These pseudo-conservative celebrities on Twitter they give them a $1,000 check or something. Hey, tweet this out about military service or something of that nature. I've never been offered. I don't have that big of a following, but that's stuff that they do it because it's like a tangible thing that people see. and it could ignite a conversation as it has here. And they text her, I think at the end of the day, if you're a Barry guy, you're sticking with Barry. Same for Hudson. My gut tells me Marshall voters will be a 50-50 split. The other candidates' endorsements for Moore could help with a few thousand votes if they'll contact their list, etc. And I don't think you're going to see Marshall get involved, honestly. I'd be surprised. But I we're early on this. If it looks like that Jared Hudson's within 5 to 10 points and he's trying to win a Senate election, this will come out. But we're just on the cutting edge here. That's what we do. 251-343-0106. We'll be right back. This is FM Talk 106.5.
And no one could change my mind, but Mama tried.